Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS. Hey, send us some feedback. Our email address, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Okay, healthcare. Do you have it? And if so, are you happy with it? While many people point out the shortfalls of our current system, there seems to be just as many opponents to making the changes we'll see with Obamacare. Jack McHugh is the senior legislative analyst with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He recently wrote about the topic, and he joins me now to talk about it. Jack, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike. Thanks for the chance to talk to your audience.
So you looked at the healthcare system in Canada, where everyone is insured, and you pointed out the shortcomings of their single-payer system, such as long wait times for some procedures. Although, don't the pluses outweigh the minuses, one plus being that everyone is insured?
Well, when you get down to it, everyone in the United States has access to care. You can always show up at a hospital emergency room. And the poor are covered by Medicaid. So it's not this image that's often described of, you know, some kind of Dickensian hellhole where we're stepping over the bodies of ailing people in the streets is really a myth, which is not to say that our current system is not a total mess. It certainly is. The question is whether we seek improvement to that system through free market tools like competition and innovation, or if we try to do it through government control, rationing, bureaucracies, etc.
Well, that makes hasn't the free market though gotten us the situation that we now have in America?
Oh, not at all. The dysfunctions in America's healthcare system are almost exclusively all caused by government. The two biggies are the fact that employers can deduct the cost of health insurance that they provide to their employees, and the other one being the Medicare and Medicaid fee-for-service model, which has destroyed innovation, not destroyed, but greatly diminished innovation in the system. And on that first, imagine if we did car insurance through our employers. At first, it would cover, you know, serious crashes and injuries. But eventually, hey, it's tax deductible. Let's put oil changes on there. Let's put new tires every year on there. And, you know, then how hard would you shop for tires if no matter where you went, you knew all you had to pay was a $10 copay? Well, extend that type of dynamic to the healthcare market. That's exactly what we have in healthcare, the type of system, and it explains, you know, a huge part of what's wrong. And that it was an accident. It was a government policy back in the mid '50s that said, "Hey, we'll let employers deduct health insurance."
You're saying the first step is to separate our health insurance from our employment.
That's right. Insurance is supposed to be, when you buy car insurance, you know, you shop around. There's lots of choices. You own it, not your employer. If you want to cut your bill, you can talk to your agent. What he'll usually tell you is to raise the deductible and things like that. You know, which is not at all what we experience with health insurance. But the other way, you know, that countries, Canada and European countries, have tried to wrestle with this is to give control of it to the government, to use bureaucratic panels to impose various types of rationing, or to impose rationing. The most common way they do it is through wait times. And the Fraser Institute of Canada, a think tank up there, has tracked wait times for the median wait time between when a Canadian finds out that he needs to get referred to a specialist and get a surgery or some, you know, big intervention, and when he actually gets the treatment, And those are up to, those wait times, the median wait time is up to 19 weeks now, or just shy of 5 months, is the longest that it's been since they started tracking this in 1993.
I'm talking to Jack McHugh. He's the senior legislative analyst for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Now, Jack, that's for certain procedures. I know for emergency services, you can certainly be seen right away, and you do have access to seeing a doctor, I think, for general medical issues. Are you saying that the idea is to get government completely out of the medical insurance mix? And if that's the case, what happens with those that can't afford medical insurance?
Well, I personally do not oppose basically income redistribution in healthcare. But I'd rather have free market type people designing the way that it works, rather than those who think that government can use bureaucracies to control costs. What we want to have is a system that covers those who are, lower incomes and whatnot, but does so in a way that mimics markets. And here's what I mean by that. In the markets for cars, for electronics, for furniture, whatever you buy, consumers are frugal, prudent value seekers, and competition forces producers to be innovative, efficiency generating value maximizers. Well, in healthcare, we don't have that dynamic at all. And it is possible to create a system where you get, important parts of that dynamic while still providing that those at the lower end of the income spectrum have, good access to health care, which is what all of us want.
Although it probably would result, though, in those that are poor probably receiving the quality of medical care that is far lower than those that are not.
Well, that's what we have right now. Under the Medicaid system, the way the politicians have rationed that, and this rationing is inevitable because no matter what the good is, there's scarcity is just an existential reality. There's never enough goods to go around for everyone.
What about the enormous?
Or I should say the demand. That's not what I meant to say. The demand is always greater than the potential supply. So, you want to have maximum efficiency and maximum innovation and maximum choice. What we do with Medicaid, we ration it by shortchanging how much the system will pay to doctors. As a result, many doctors refuse to take Medicaid patients. So it's, to say that Medicaid patients get as good as others, once they get in the door, they do, but they can have a hard time finding access to care, which is true in Canada, too. It's hard to find a primary care physician up there.
Only 30 seconds left. Obviously, we need more time. If you could just give me a quick response to what about the reality that the health insurance industry is so enormously profitable in the private sector?
Well, and they're going to get more profitable. The health insurance industry is in the tank for Obamacare. Red, they couldn't get the votes to go for a single-payer socialized system, so they decided politicians and the insurance companies agreed to funnel the money through insurance companies. So Obamacare is a whole separate mess that we're creating that isn't going to make anyone happy, I guarantee you. But time is short, and that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, we'll have to get into it because I know there's the healthcare exchange, and I certainly do want to get into that with you. So we will have you back. Jack McHugh, senior legislative analyst with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Jack, thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
We'll be right back with more. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.